Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week we got toys and movies, and that's what we usually talk about. Oh, and there's a new Star Wars trailer from Japan that just hit this morning. We'll talk more about that in a second. Or 20. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was The Martian again, with $11.7 million. That was The Martian again, not The Martian again, where Matt Damon goes back to Mars to be stranded for several years. Goosebumps was number two, $9.8 million. Bridge of Spies, number 3, $8.3 million. Hotel Transylvania 2, $5.8 million at number 4. And rounding out the top 5, The Last Witch Hunter at $5.1 million. New this week, The Peanuts Movie, Spectre, the new James Bond, Spotlight, Brooklyn, and others in limited release. In the news, Melissa Matheson, screenwriter of E.T., died this week. She was 65. George Barris, designer of TV's Batmobile and numerous other famous automobiles from the 1960s television, and I believe the movies as well, died this week. He was 89. I used to drive by one of his shops when I lived in Los Angeles and went out for lunch a lot, so that's sad to see him go. Wet Hot American Summer and the State player Ken Marino will play a mob boss in Agent Carter Season 2. CBS announces a new Star Trek series to premiere in January 2017. The announcement is the hamburger disguising the pill, an announcement for a new streaming service for $6 a month, which will carry the show supposedly exclusively after the pilot airs over the airwaves on CBS. So Star Trek new show paywall, it's on CBS All Access, which is available now, and this will be the first exclusive program for it, I believe, according to the article. So that's that. And utterly hiding that news, new Star Wars The Force Awakens posters were shared this week. You've already seen these things, but there's a new Han poster, a new Leia poster, a new Kylo Ren, new Finn, new Rey, and those are up. There's also a new international poster and a new international trailer from Japan that showed off almost exclusively new footage. Chewbacca pushing buttons, BB-8 doing BB-8 things, some fights between characters and interactions you haven't seen previously. It's worth a look. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Decorate for Christmas with our Kurt S. Adler sale. Star Wars, Coca-Cola, Elvis, Justice League, Ninja Turtles, and hundreds more items are on sale. Buy one, get a second, 40% off. But hurry, because this sale ends Tuesday. We're also running a promotion on our in-stock bobbleheads. Buy three, get a fourth free. Check the site for more. We've got a lot, and we probably got more coming, so keep checking. In the news, speaking of bobbleheads, Akon Investments acquires Funko this week, which just means for everybody, yeah, we don't know yet, but hopefully it means we'll keep getting more Pop Vinyl figures and bobbleheads and all that good stuff. Via Hasbro Pulse, fans to choose next G.I. Joe figure. While this is a promotion to promote a pretty obscure Kindle G.I. Joe fiction that I didn't even know existed, to be honest with you, it really highlights that G.I. Joe has a future, which is something we did not explicitly know. Four new characters are up for voting on Hasbro Pulse, and hopefully we'll be able to sell those next year. I don't know if they're going to be an exclusive or not. Hopefully they will be exclusive to me, but I don't know that they would. So, crossing my fingers. Rounding out this week's news, Funko announced a series of four Hateful Eight Pop Vinyl figures. I assume the other four will be coming later. These four are due in March. But due in December, speaking of G.I. Joe, Pop Vinyl Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, Cobra Commander, and Roadblock are coming, and we're taking orders on all these if you want any of them. And you probably do. I do. The new Hikari figure this week is the Verve Sheriff. It is a hopping ghost of sorts. So if you know what that is, it's exciting. If you don't know what that is, then check it out. We added new exclusives, including the Superman Crypto the Superdog statue. We have a first look, first pre-order, first delivery of this fine item. We also added the Bravest Warriors Bugcat Pop Vinyl figure. You've heard of Catbug. This is not Catbug. This is Bugcat, which is like his evil opposite. So that's exclusively available from us, and you should order one, because if you don't, then you won't have it, and then you'll be like, why didn't I get it? And I'll be like, I don't know. I told you about it. We also received a new Santa Claus Special Edition Retro 8-inch action figure. Basically, if you ever wondered what Amigo Santa Claus would look like, this is it. It's in stock as of my recording this, and it might not be by the time of next week. I really don't know, but we'll see. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I am your host, Adam Paulus. I will be back next time. That is a threat. That is a promise. See us on news.entertainmentearth.com. Follow us on Twitter and Earth, and I will see you next time.